Introduction. Jack of the Philosophical Trade by Jerry L. Walls. The first reaction some persons might have to the title of this book is to think, interesting, but C.S. Lewis was not really a philosopher. And, depending on what they mean, they could well be right. Professionally speaking, Lewis, 1898 to 1963, was a teacher of English literature, whose most distinguished academic position was the chair of medieval and Renaissance literature at Cambridge University, a position he received in 1954. Before going to Cambridge, he taught for several years at Oxford, a university well known for its large philosophy faculty. Basil Mitchell, a friend of Lewis's, who studied and taught philosophy at Oxford, has remarked that if he had been asked to produce a list of philosophers at Oxford, Lewis wouldn't have been mentioned among them. In the world of Oxford's academic life, Lewis was a literary scholar. Indeed, he was arguably the most accomplished member of the English faculty, though he never received a chair and was passed over several times when such positions were open. But there is more to the story, if we want an accurate answer to the question of whether Lewis was really a philosopher. If we ask what he is best known for and which of his many books have been most influential, a number of titles that are distinctly philosophical will come quickly to mind. It is safe to guess that if asked to list books by C.S. Lewis, many persons who could not come up with a single title of his scholarly works in English literature could easily rattle off philosophical titles like Miracles, The Problem of Pain, and The Abolition of Man. Moreover, his most famous work in popular theology, Mere Christianity, is very much a philosophical work as well. This is evident when he writes, "We are not taking anything from the Bible or the churches. We are trying to see what we can find out about this somebody on our own steam." This somebody, of course, turns out to be God, and the steam Lewis is using to drive his case is decidedly philosophical in nature, a variation of the classical moral argument. Indeed, there is likely a connection between Lewis's philosophical fame and the fact that he did not receive the recognition and promotion he deserved at Oxford. His colleagues in the English faculty did not appreciate his popular works in philosophy and theology, particularly since those works had the aim of defending beliefs they did not share. In Lewis's day, Christianity had few vocal proponents in intellectual circles, and it was hardly to his political advantage to gain fame and notoriety as a spokesman for Christian orthodoxy, a position many of his colleagues viewed with disdain. The full story of how a distinguished literary scholar achieved...